I'm joined by Adam Kufall, the Onega baseball head coach. And, Coach, what a fantastic run you guys made in the regionals, getting all the way to state. And a very special team you guys have, a lot of great players.
Yeah, we've been happy with the way things have turned out this year. We knew coming back from last year we had some talent returning, but we also had some holes to fill. We had a really good senior class last year that were some of our best players, so we knew we had to plug those holes, but we felt like we had some younger kids that would be able to step up, and they've done that, and the guys have worked extremely hard, and had some good players returning, and the guys that have filled in the holes have done great, so we were excited about the season, and we felt like this kind of run was possible, and the kids have worked their tail off to make it happen, so really proud of them.
Yeah, almost more importantly, it's a very fun team. I mean, you guys are just a lot of fun to watch. It was great getting out to cover your guys' games in the regional. But kind of breaking down these games here, first we start off with the semifinal game versus Jackson Heights. Coach, this game got off to a weird start where a couple guys were ejected from Jackson Heights, and then I believe Wraith also got a warning as well. What were your thoughts on kind of some of the stuff that wasn't really happening as the result of the baseball game, more the off-the-field sort of stuff, if you will?
It was probably the most eventful run rule game I've ever been a part of, I think. It certainly didn't help Jackson Heights that the kid that got ejected was Jude Williams. He was their starting pitcher, and I know all year he's been one of their top two guys. I know Jeremy, their head coach, really well, and he's a great guy. And I knew that they were going to be a challenge for us, and just putting myself in his shoes, that would certainly throw me for a loop if my starting pitcher didn't even get to pitch a pitch. So I'm sure that did not help them to start out. It was a play at the plate, and I know from having been in Jackson Heights' shoes a couple years ago, when you're first starting out, there's a lot of little things that kids don't quite understand yet, and even some of our kids more recently didn't know that you couldn't run into a catcher to try to knock the ball loose. You see it in movies and see it in old baseball films, and it looks awesome. Well, you can't really do that anymore, and that's what happened, and Jude's a good kid and a good baseball player, but he was going to be out and tried to make a play there and got ejected for it, and that certainly threw them for a loop. It got pretty tense, pretty heated from there. There was another ejection later in the game, first, where the runner didn't use the running lane properly, and it just it was an odd game. It was even told the kids afterwards that even I got a little into the game and kind of let it get me excited, and I said we've got to find a way to put that stuff past us. It was a pretty eventful game and a lot of crazy things going on that you just don't see very often, and it all seemed to happen in seven innings or five innings. So.
And you guys certainly were able to take advantage of some of the weirdness of that game. You guys had a couple of home runs in the first inning, and then you guys, your offense kind of cooled off a little bit, and then I picked up in the final frame. How important was it to keep your guys going with all that stuff going on?
Yeah, I felt like we got off to a good start. Our offense has been pretty good this year. We average over 10 runs a game. We've got a lot of firepower through most of our lineup. So we've had big innings like that. I think we just had one the night before. We scored 14 against Blue Valley the night before in the second inning. So I knew that kind of stuff was possible. It seemed like we went cold after that, and a lot of that was kind of letting those emotions get to us with the craziness of the game. And luckily we had Colby Simpkins on the mound, and he's a pretty darn good pitcher, so he was able to hold off Jackson Heights until we kind of got settled back in the fifth inning, and then we were able to put up four more runs and end it. But that's one thing about our team that I've been really proud of, and we talk about all the time, is some groups are not as good at facing adversity, and this group definitely is. When we get behind, things like that, I mean, they know that they're capable of having a big inning at any time, and they were able to do that, not only the first inning, but then to do it again in the fifth to end it. So I was really proud about the way that they kept their composure for the most part throughout the game. So.
It sure did. Colby Simpkins, what a phenomenal performance he did. He got the win, complete game, giving up just two hits, one run in those five innings. We're here with Adam Kufall, Onega head coach from the baseball team. We'll take a quick break and come back in just a bit. Back here with Adam Kufall, the Onega baseball coach, and we're going to talk about that finale where you guys ended up winning 8-5 over Valley Falls, a very emotional game, and for good reason. Coach, we'll start off with the first three innings. You guys only had a couple of hits, in those first three innings. Those were both in the first inning. You guys got one run out of it. But how important was it to keep the game close? You guys were tied 1-1 after those three innings with just two hits.
Very important. We just played Valley Falls in the regular season finale 2 weeks prior, and we had beaten them 12-5, and then we beat them 15-1. But they were pretty short on their starting pitchers that night. Dylan Cervantes and Zach Evans were not pitching that night, and we were well aware of that, and the kids were too. They knew that this was going to be a much more difficult battle against them, and he came out, and Evans did, and he pitched really well. And I think for the first time this year, Zach came out, Fisher, who was our starter, and I think the nerves got to him just a little bit. I think one of his early warm-up pitches went about 10 feet in the air, and I was a little nervous of what tonight was gonna look like. But he was able to. He's a great pitcher. He's gonna be an All-State kid. I think he's one of the best pitchers in Kansas. And I know his record is 9-0, and that's tied for the best record in 1-6A. So obviously he's got the experience there. And even though maybe he didn't have his stuff in those early innings, he's just a good enough pitcher and kind of settled in. And he's another kid that. He's a kid that we talk about all the time. He just does not get rattled. And things weren't really going all that well for him early on. We actually loaded the bases up, gave up one run in the first, but that could have certainly been a lot worse with good defensive plays there. I think Jeremy Dorsey had a great play on a ground ball to pick the ball deep through home, and Colt Dickens, another all-state catcher behind the plate, he made a great pick there to get that out. And so we have some help around him, and he knows that, and that's, I think, why he pitches with so much confidence. But he settled in and was able to keep them in check while our bats were certainly not going the way that we wanted to. Got some runners here and there, but couldn't string anything together. But having Zach out there just kept us close and kept us in the game so that when they did have their run, which they did, we were at least at a point where we could fight back from that. So.
And we'll talk about Zach's performance in the plate here in just a little bit. But he went 6 1/3. He gave up a few hits, a few runs. But in the end, he only gave up one walk and had 6 strikeouts. He was phenomenal. He gets the win against Valley Falls. But kind of getting back to the offense, I mean, you guys were down 4-1 going into the bottom of the fifth. You guys were able to put up a couple runs to get yourselves back into the game. Made it 4-3. And then Jackson Coulterman. The two-run home run, as soon as that ball was off his bat, what were your thoughts?
Well, leading up to that, I had a lot of different thoughts. The fifth inning, I felt like we were going to be fine, but I knew that we kind of needed to make a run right then, and Jackson got on. Colby Simpkins hit a ball to right center field that looked really good off the bat. I thought it was going to go out. I had Jackson around in second, so I was kind of looking at him. Coach Huffless, who is the assistant coach for us, he was on first, kind of looking at Colby, and neither one of us saw. We were actually told later that actually hit the net above the fence and bounced back in. I don't know if that's true or not, but regardless, we saw a kid going for the ball in the outfield near the fence. so we were coaching, sent Jackson home, and if that was a home run and we ended up losing by one, I'd be kicking myself right now. But Colby ended up on, and that cut it to 1-4-3. And obviously made us feel a lot more comfortable going into that sixth. Zach had another good inning. And then, we had Colby Fordham, who's just been nails for us the last several weeks. He's a senior right fielder, got a great arm, and we always knew he had that potential to be a really good line drive base hitter, and he's really done that for us the last month or so. And he got a leadoff single, so he was a tying run. We felt pretty good. And then we had back-to-back strikeouts. And then we had Jackson up, and got down 0-2, and then he watched two pitches go by that everybody on the Valley Falls side certainly thought was strike three on both of them. They were just a little bit outside, and he's got a great eye, so he had 2-2, swung at a pitch over his head that had me wondering what the heck he was doing, but luckily he just barely was able to foul tip it and stay alive. And the next pitch, he hit a ball that he's never hit one out in straightaway center, and I think that one cleared by 30 feet, but he said he was rounding first. He sprinted all the way to second thinking he was going to leg out a triple, not realizing it was already out of the park. And once that happened, we had a lead, and Evans had reached his pitch count limit, so he was done, and the momentum had kind of shifted, and we felt pretty good after that. But that hit was probably the most exciting single pitch that I've been a part of in these 3 years that we've had baseball here. So.
No, I believe it. That was a phenomenal moment and kind of encapsulates the entire tournament for you guys. Ultimately, you guys went batted 328 as a collective unit during the entire tournament. You guys hit 5 home runs, 27 RBI, I think is the most important statistic, being able to drive those runners home. You guys played in your own ballpark, so you knew what you guys were dealing with in terms of playing in a smaller area, so I think that really helped you guys a lot as well. And you guys averaged 11.3 runs per game. Your thoughts on your collective offensive efforts?
I think being at home certainly helped. I don't know that the fence, you know, it's a little bit shorter than some ballparks you see. It is a taller fence, but, you know, that also might have cost us with the back-to-back home runs from Valley Falls. They hit 2 of them out, and they maybe don't go out in a bigger park. So I don't know that the fence necessarily had much of a difference in terms of the home runs, but it certainly... although the work to get it ready with all the rain we had and the time that goes into running a tournament like that was pretty exhausting, I think it was well worth it to agree to do that simply because, you know, they felt like it was a home game. And like with any sport, you're going to be a little more comfortable at home. And we knew the pressure would be on these kids. It's a young program. We've never made it to state in our 3 years. So we knew the pressure was on them. We knew they were the team to beat, and they knew it. So anything we could do to make them a little more comfortable at home, I think was a good thing for them, and I think it helped. Our offense has been great all year, and we certainly went through spurts in the Jackson Heights game and in the Valley Falls game where we were struggling to put together some runs. But that even in other games this year when we've struggled for 3 or 4 innings to put together runs, next thing you know, we'll put up 5, 6, 7 runs. So I think that they did what they've done all year, and it was against a great pitcher in that championship game, Zach Evans. He's phenomenal for Valley Falls and certainly not rattled. He's been in that position before. They've placed top 3 the last year at state. So to beat a team like that and have our kids do what they've been doing all year, it was pretty special, and I'm really proud of the way they finished that off. So.
Here with Adam Kufall, the Onega boys baseball head coach. And Coach, kind of going back to Zach Fisher, he did struggle a little bit during the tournament, 1-for-7, but at the same time, how comforting was it for you to know that one of your best, if not your best hitter, struggles a little bit, but you guys still are able to create that amount of hitting presence during the entire tournament?
Yeah, he's that's something we talked about, that it is pretty special that we have an offense. I think the last couple of years we've really relied on Zach and Colby Simpkins. And they've been All-State kids since they were sophomores, and they're phenomenal hitters. And I think a lot of times a lot of pressure was on them. We needed them, or we were going to struggle. And to see the way the team has played with Zach, a little bit of a slump, which happens. It seems odd for him because he's never been in a slump, I think, in his entire life. So it's a little odd to see him in one. But he's been struggling just a little bit at the plate the last few games, and to see the team be able to win without him necessarily being at the top of his game lately has been great. I mean, he's been phenomenal on the mound, don't get me wrong. His pitching this year has been phenomenal, and his hitting's been great. He's hitting .438. It's just when you think of Zach, you think of, stats even better than that. So he's been hitting just fine, but, yeah, it's good that down the stretch here when he's had a little bit of a struggle, and especially in the tournament, that we were able to put up those kind of numbers without him. So I think it says a lot for the work these boys have put in this entire season. They work tremendously hard. They get together on their own and go up to the batting cage and do stuff. I mean, they've had a goal this year, and they knew what it was going to take to get there, and they really put the work in. So it's been pretty special to watch. So.
Here with Onega baseball coach Adam Kufall. Let's take one last break, and we'll wrap things up talking about Medicine Lodge coming up after this. Back here with Adam Kufall, Onega baseball coach. And Coach, breaking down your guys' matchup against Medicine Lodge, and this is a team that can absolutely flat-out rake, batting .393 as a collective unit. They have multiple guys batting better than .400, and pretty much everybody batting better than .300. Your thoughts on how this could match up for your guys' pitching staff?
They'll certainly be a test. I think they're a lot like us. I think they're a similar type of team. Joe Dorman, their head coach, he knows how to win. They went to basketball with him coaching this year and took third at state. So now he's got him in the state tournament in baseball. So I think that obviously he does a great job with his kids, and they expect to win, and they know how to win, and that's something that's hard to teach. So he's done a great job there. They've got some great players. Carter Cunningham, he's a junior. He'll be an All-State kid, I'm sure, playing some first base for him. I know he played some third last year, so he's a pretty good ball player. Their catcher, Coy Skripsik, he's a senior. I think he was their best pitcher last year, and it sounds like he was coming off an injury, and so he's been a catcher for him this year, and maybe not doesn't have a lot of experience there, but he's a great athlete, and obviously has a great arm from his pitching background. And you know, we talk all the time that obviously your pitcher is your most important position. If you're not throwing strikes, nothing else matters. But it's not even close. Your second most important position on the field, we feel like, is catcher. So to have a guy there that has that senior leadership capabilities with an arm like him and being an athlete, he's going to change the game for him. So they've got a couple really good ball players, and they hit the ball well. We hope that our pitchers can keep them in check. They've played some pretty darn good teams this year that have had some pretty good hitters, so it's not like they haven't seen that before, but these guys are definitely going to be a tough test for us in that first round game.
And talking about their pitching, and this is a team that, as a collective unit, not the best statistics, a 3.73 ERA, 1.68 WHIP. So are you kind of expecting for your guys' game plan to be, okay, this might be a higher scoring game?
Well, we hope not. I mean, Zach, I think the four runs he gave up against Valley Falls, he, in the first eight games this year, he gave up seven earned runs in eight games. And then he gave up four against Valley Falls, and he had played them before, so I do think that was a bit of an anomaly. But we hope that we are able to keep them in check with our defense and with Zach on the mound. And you know, anybody we got to bring in, whether it's Colby, Simpkins, Jackson, Calderman, Hunter Lehman, they've all been great this year. We feel like our pitching staff is one of the strong points we have. People talk a lot about Zach and Colby, and for good reason, but we've got others that are pretty good arms that I think a lot of other teams would love to have as a one or two guy. So we feel like with those guys on the mound that we can hopefully keep that batting average down. It's a pretty good team average when you're hitting close to 400, but we feel like with our defense and our pitching, we hopefully can keep them in check a little bit, and I think that's important because our offense, while it's been pretty high scoring this year, you know, two of our three losses, we were shut out by a couple of really good pitchers. So we certainly don't want to get in a shootout with them because on any given night, any pitcher can shut you down. So we hope the bats are going well for us, but our major focus is defense and making sure that we do the things we've been practicing all year so that if we get in a tight 2-1, 3-2 type ball game, that we'll be in a position to win there at the end. So
here with Adam Kufall, Onega baseball head coach. And one last question for you. What is preparation for this, not just for this game, but for the state tournament, been like? I mean, talk about the anticipation of the players and what you guys have been doing in practice leading up to this week.
We try to keep practice as normal as possible. You know, the first thing I did, this is obviously my first experience as a head coach in a state tournament. There's a lot of unknowns. So I reached out to some guys that have coached a lot of baseball and have coached in a lot of state tournaments that I'm close with, and got a lot of ideas from them on things that worked for them and things that didn't. But the big message that I got from talking to those guys was try to keep it as normal as possible. So that's what we've done. We are going to go practice this evening on a turf field about 30 minutes from here, and we're going to practice on turf tomorrow just to make sure that we get a feel for that, you know, getting ground balls on that, and even sliding on turf is a lot different. And a lot of our kids have been on turf before, but not much recently, and some of our kids never have. So we're going to do a little bit of that stuff just to get them acclimated to it, but we've tried to just keep it as normal as possible. We had a great practice last week to end the week. The kids came up on their own and did some hitting stuff on Sunday, which they've been doing on their own. They orchestrate the whole thing. They get everybody together and go up and do their hitting stuff on Sunday afternoons. They did that. Had a great practice yesterday, and just try to keep it as normal as possible. But it's been a learning experience for me, certainly, having never done this before. But the kids seem as relaxed as I've ever seen them, which is great. I think there was so much anticipation and pressure to get to this point. And once they finally broke through, I think that that's about as nervous as you could possibly get, which seems crazy because that was just to get to the state tournament. But they seem relaxed, they seem ready to go, and they're excited. So that's a good feeling.
They certainly have handled the pressure. Wales are on to the state tournament, play Medicine Lodge. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Adam, for your time, and best of luck.
All right. Thank you, Jared. Appreciate it.